Bills offensive lineman Marshall Newhouse, who signed his contract late last week, is on the line with us, Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Marshall, thanks for joining us. John Murphy and Donald Jones here. You don't care about weather, right?
No, definitely not. I've had the worst of the worst already, so I'll be fine. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, thanks.
You've been in Green Bay, Chicago, and the Giants. I mean, you lucked up and went out to Oakland, but you're used to it.
Right.
Marshall, what do you think? What brought you here to Buffalo? What interested you about signing with the Buffalo Bills?
You know, it was just a program and a culture that was in on the rise, and they've been changing things up the last year. They finished strong last year, making the playoffs for the first time in a while. And then that coupled with, you know, my relationship with Luis Castillo, you know, we were familiar with each other when I came out of the draft. And on my visit, you know, he talked a lot about the improvement he still sees in me and how he wants to help be part of that change. And also just having a good group culture here. You know, I'm familiar with Jerry Hughes, and he's talked to me over the years about the guys in the locker room, and that was definitely a big draw.
You know, what is it about Coach Castillo that you guys really gravitate to him? I mean, we've had a chance to talk to some of the draft picks. We've had a chance to talk to some free agents that have signed, and they always bring up Luis Castillo and part of the reason why they signed. I mean, what type of person is he? What type of person is he in dealing with you guys as players?
Well, players like, you know, we like consistency in a coach. You know, if you're going to be a guy, be that guy every day. You know, be a predictable guy as far as what I can expect from you as a coach. But on top of that, he's just got a crazy amount of knowledge for offensive linemen. You know, he cares about you. You can tell that in the way he speaks to you. And even if things, you know, don't work out because this is a business, guys have to move on. But you know he cares about you. He stays in contact with you. And that's pretty rare these days. So I think that guys gravitate towards that.
Hey, Marshall, I know you've played tackle for the most part recently, but you also have some guard in your background. What do you think going forward? Which is your position in the NFL? What do you want to play?
Well, yeah, I'm a tackle. I played that. I played left tackle in college, started playing left tackle in the NFL, and I've since played right tackle. But I've done both. And like I said, like you said, I kicked in the guard, and I can definitely do that. I think tackle is my more natural position, but I hang my hat on versatility and being ready and being available. So whatever they ask me to do, I can be ready to do.
Now you said you've kicked over most recently to the right tackle position and played that here in the NFL. Do you feel like you've settled in to the right tackle because you played, you know, you've been in the league for 8 years, so obviously. But do you feel really comfortable at the right tackle spot?
Yeah, I do feel comfortable. But even with that, I still feel like there's improvement for me and room to grow. So I don't kind of rest on that and that comfort. I just always want to be challenging myself and pushing myself to continue to improve my game at tackle.
With Marshall Newhouse, new Bills offensive lineman, I'm wondering what the Bills coaching staff talked to you about your role here. Did they indicate how they plan on using you, Marshall, and where you might line up here?
Well, there's just a lot of turnover from last year going into this year. You know, they lost a couple guys in free agency and then have now signed a couple guys. You know, we've talked about tackle for sure, but where that looks like at this moment, we won't know. But I'm just going to come in and work, come in and be a good teammate, and just show that I you know, can do a lot of things and do a lot of things well. So we'll figure that out as we go. Like I said, I'm versatile and I'm a flexible guy. So whatever they need me to do, we'll do, and I'll just continue to work at it.
You know, Marshall, coming in from Oakland. You guys obviously played here last year, and it was a bad day for you guys because the Bills won that game. But what was it like for you guys just seeing the crowd and how it was like, and then seeing the team on the sideline react to a big play? I'm not sure if you had a chance to see that. But what was it like in the Bills Stadium for you as an opponent last year?
Well, yeah, definitely. Getting down like we did last year to the Bills and having to come back is never fun. So from that perspective, it wasn't the greatest experience, but I played her even before that, and the fans are awesome. They're all the way into the Bills. They're a loyal bunch, and they get excited when guys do well. And like you saw when they clinched the playoff berth, they're just diehard, and that's something that not every fan base has for sure.
Hey, Marshall, what you do have a Super Bowl ring, right, from your days with the Packers?
Yes.
What do you take from that game and that year in particular, that championship year? What did you learn from that year that you kind of bring along with you in your NFL career?
I mean, I saw that year. That was my first year, too. And just at that moment to see so much you call it chaos or adversity, and for a group to have to fight through that. I mean, we had, I want to say, anywhere from 15 to 20 guys put on IR. A lot of different faces came through the building. It was kind of a weird year, too, with the CBA and everything kind of looming. But, yeah, just a lot of diversity and guys and leaders stepping up and kind of taking control of the situation. But guys stuck together. There was a lot of opportunities for things to kind of fall apart. I mean, at one point we lost five or six games by like 3 points or less, and we knew we had a good team, but yeah, those games, those close games are the ones that kind of make or break you in the NFL. We just need to get in the playoffs and get hot. And you saw, you know, us potentially not even making the playoffs to going on a run and winning the Super Bowl. So it taught you, you know, overcoming adversity, coming together as a team, but also but all the journeys are different. There's some teams that just kind of, I'm not going to say no one coasts to the Super Bowl, but some teams have a cleaner route than others. But it doesn't matter. You just want to get in the playoffs and get a chance to go win.
You played college football at TCU with Jerry Hughes. Did Jerry recruit you here to Buffalo, Marshall? Did you talk to him about playing here?
Well, I wouldn't say it's like it was an active recruitment, but we talked, definitely. Yeah. And it also started years ago when he first signed with Buffalo, and we keep in contact. And he, you know, he'd tell me great things about the ownership and the staff and all that stuff. So it's kind of been a long time coming, and I've been familiarizing myself with the Bills. And it just was a good fit. Jerry being here is a plus for sure, but, you know, I definitely wanted to be here.
You know, Marshall, I got to ask you this question. You know, and for me, I played wide receiver here in the league. And even when I was younger, even when I was here in the league back in college, the linemen always wanted the ball. You guys always wanted your chance to actually make something happen. Now, we pulled up this video, and you actually picked up the ball on a play, and you got flipped really bad on this play. It was a fumble. You picked it up, tried to run with it like the big boys do, and it just turned out bad for you. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was just a rush. It was, you know, the whole spectrum of emotion from seeing the fumble, your quarterback getting stripped, and then thinking, oh, what can I do with it? I'm just going to grab and go and just be instinctual. And then trying to avoid contact and a guy come out of nowhere and just clipping you. And then, you know, the rest is history. You end up on your back. You got to – thigh contusion and you're spinning and but hey, what people won't remember is that we ended up winning that game. So
yeah.
All that, you know, was fun and crazy, but you know, it was just trying to make a bad situation somewhat better. But it was crazy. If I ever touch the ball again, I'd like it to be under more structured circumstances.
Sure.
More easy circumstances than that, but hey, it is what it is.
I mean, I don't know if you gave any coaching staff, or especially this coaching staff, any really confidence in you with the ball in your hand. I don't know about that.
Well, there's a video that I have that no one else has of me doing having a play run for me specifically in college where I caught the ball and made some moves. So I've got hands. I've got ball skills. They didn't show themselves in that moment, but it is what it is. A guy came and speared my knee, tried to blow my knee out.
Yeah.
So,
that was Kiko Alonso who did that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I kind of thank my stars. You know, it's fun in games and everything, but if my cleat's all the way in the ground, he might blow my knee out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a crazy situation that ended up with me not being hurt too bad, and we ended up winning the game. So, you know, you take the good with the bad.
Marshall, you're a native Texan, Dallas area. Is that where you spend your off season, or where do you hang out in the off seasons?
That's where I was the first about 5 or 6 years of my career. I've just recently moved down to Austin, Texas. So
Austin.
This is where I plant myself during the off-season, work out and hang out down here.
That's a good place. And I've read where in the Austin area you've participated in South by Southwest a couple of times, huh?
Yeah. There's a big festival here, film, music, interactive stuff. It's something Austin's known for. It's a lot of fun. Get a chance to kind of see all kind of things and network and meet a lot of good people. So it's a good time.
And your bio also says you you do pay attention to I don't know. I guess when you're in Oakland, you spend some time in Silicon Valley. Are you a numbers guy, a computer guy, or how would you describe yourself, Marshall?
I mean, yeah, I've always just been interested in tech and that world. And as people have seen, it's just kind of blown up the last 15 years. And, you know, while I was there, I wanted to just take advantage of being in close proximity and see what that looks like, maybe as an investor or doing something like that after football. But yeah, it was just something cool that was nearby that I wanted to kind of get acquainted with. So, it was a lot of fun. I went to a lot of cool companies and met a lot of good people.
You know, in Oakland, you guys really are right in the same parking lot as Oracle and the Golden State Warriors. And a lot of those guys invest in a lot of technology. Steph Curry, all of those guys, Draymond Green, they invest in that stuff. So did you get a chance to speak to those guys about it as well?
Yeah, definitely. I met KD, Dre, and just the few times that I was in the same room as them, I knew that I was doing the right thing. I knew that I was in the right direction because those guys are really involved. KD's got, you know, invested in over 30 companies. He's, you know, that was a strategic move for him moving out there. And so those guys have got their hands in a lot of stuff, and I wanted to be a part of that. So luckily I got a chance to be out there for a year and kind of get my roots down and meet a lot of people. So even though I'm moving back to Buffalo or out to Buffalo, those connections won't die, and I'll get a chance to continue to do that, even though I'm kind of far away now.
Marshall, what are you, a couple weeks away from coming in here for the off-season workouts? Is that your plan?
Yeah, I got to figure out how I'm going to move my stuff, you know, across country again, or what I'm going to do there. It's just kind of a logistics thing. It's a pain if you've ever played in the NFL, but yeah, it's just part of the business. So I got to get all that situated. We've got I met some great people with Buffalo who helped me out with that, and then yeah, find a place to live and get ready for the off season to start.
Just sell it, sell it on Craigslist and buy new stuff.
I hear you, man. I'm considering for sure. It's a hassle.
Yeah. Hey, Marshall, thanks for being with us here today. We look forward to meeting you in a couple weeks face to face. We appreciate it.
Fellas, I appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Marshall Newhouse, Bill's new offensive lineman, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh.